Today's gospel is about wonderful miracle, miracle which happened in man's heart. Because it is miracle. Let's imagine man. Let's imagine somebody who in one moment says or sees all problems of his life or sins of his life or her life and tries to immediately fix everything. In that moment, even to give up a lot of own things, property, money. In that moment, when grace touches human heart and causes that human heart is responding with this desire to fix everything, to be able to serve well God, it is really a huge miracle. And we saw this miracle in Zacchaeus' heart. Nobody was pressing him, but in God's presence, he couldn't act differently. He had to respond to this grace, which he felt in his heart. And this is something what we would probably, well, I hope, we would probably like to experience. Did you have this experience of that moment when you felt that, oh, Lord, I would give everything away, just be with me, stay with me? Did we have this moment when we saw our life in this light of grace, that we saw really clearly how far we were from God and how far we still are, and our heart was forced to make decision, Oh Lord, I will do everything just to come closer to you. Those moments are rare. They are coming, and many times they even come to our heart, but somehow we waste these moments because we are not ready for them. There are these moments where we are moved, and there is really something what pushes us to make another step, and we are pleased with this thought, but then worries of everyday life kills this feeling in our heart. We are not ready to accept this. We love to say that while we are in grace, we live in grace of God, we live in spirit, we say in Holy Spirit fulfilled us. But you know, like Holy Father say, if you are tied with this world and with everyday worries and you serve more things and your passions than to God, there is no Holy Spirit in you. For sure, you are too far from God. You have this illusion which comes from emotions, which comes from not healed passions. So how can we come to the moment when God's grace comes to us heart and causes this miracle of transforming of our life? May God can live in us and change and transform our life, our acts, our words, our thoughts, our understanding of the world. And Zacchaeus gives us recipe how to do this. Look, he knew about Jesus. He heard a lot of about Jesus. But this was not enough for him. Because he heard and he wanted to meet him. And even he tried to defeat his disadvantage, that because he was small and because he wanted to meet him, at least to see him, he did this strange thing to climb on the tree. Can you imagine, you know, when you were somewhere in a huge crowd waiting for some kind of event and you were trying to somehow and try to make shorter this time of waiting. So, well, all strange things causes that you are making fun of something, trying to make it shorter, this time of waiting. Can you imagine this crowd seeing this wealthy man, and everybody hated him, climbing on the tree? So he became target for sure of many jokes, comments. They were laughing at him. He didn't care. He wanted to see Jesus. He made this step. At the moment, God makes another step towards him. God himself invites to his life, himself to his house. And this is something what is some kind of the law of spiritual life. When I conquer this artificial, you know, understanding, which is in mostly in Western civilization, that knowledge equals spiritual life, but it's not true, because knowledge without encounter with God is nothing. When we conquer that and we say, well, I know about Jesus, but I didn't meet him, I didn't feel him in my heart, I didn't feel any change in my life, radical, so I will go and I will try to meet him. When I make this decision, be sure, according to spiritual law, that God will make step towards you, that he will visit you. And the result of the visit will be heart filled with new understanding, with some kind of wonder of our heart, a wonder which comes out from understanding who God is a little bit more. And then it is our turn to follow, to respond to this understanding, to follow that. And we know this moment sometimes comes when we feel clearly in our hearts this voice which calls us, you should pray more. You should come more for the liturgy. You should read more scripture. You should do this or this or this. We can hear these moments, this touching of God's grace which calls us to do something. If we follow, more grace are coming. If we kill it, we will waste with this moment of grace. So when we are going to start preparation for the great fast, this is good advice for us what to do. And all saints did it, went this way. They wanted to know Christ more. They wanted to enter deeper to this relationship with God. They were not satisfied with that knowledge that God exists. They wanted to live with him. And once they made that step and God responded, they acted according to this wisdom which was given them for their life. This is the way how we can transform our life. This is the way how we can experience this miracle of change which we saw in this story about Zacchaeus. Amen.